everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Proactively Cultivating Myself by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on August 17, 2022. After finishing the house chores and some project work at night, I decided to do the meditation exercise, which is usually the most enjoyable time of my day. With the sound of the exercise music, I gradually calmed down. My body became warm and surrounded by an energy field. I felt very comfortable. After a while, though, my mind started wandering and I could no longer feel the relaxed state. Although my legs didn't hurt, I put my legs down and stopped exercising in less than an hour. Feeling frustrated, I thought I was not in a good state today. Suddenly I realized, why didn't I take the initiative to suppress my distracting thoughts? Doing the exercises is not only about transforming one's body, but also a process of cultivation. When various distracting thoughts keep surfacing in my mind, isn't this an opportunity to seize them and get rid of them? This reflected a problem I have had for a long time. I always relied on the power of DAFA to eliminate my attachments. With more FA study, I was able to let go of some sentimentality and desires. But I did not proactively cultivate myself. Even when I noticed some attachments, I did not actively work on my mind to eliminate them. My cultivation has been stuck at one level for a long time. Master said in FA teaching at the 2013 Greater New York FA Conference, quote, "Often, people say things to me like, in the past, when I read the FA, my level rose so quickly. And as I read the book, things that would improve my understanding were constantly revealed to me. How come I don't experience that anymore?" Then think about this. Are you cultivating with the heart you once had? Unquote. FA rectification has reached the final stage. I must keep reminding myself to actively search within to eliminate my attachments in order to reach the standards as a DAFA disciple and better save sentient beings.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Corrupt Attachments Exposed During Pandemic Lockdown by a Falun DAFA Practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on August 12, 2022. The COVID pandemic showed up suddenly and our residential subdivision was locked down overnight without having the opportunity to be prepared. Two things happened at the time. It was a shame that I didn't handle them like a practitioner. I hope my sharing can help fellow practitioners to look within if they have the same attachments. Part 1. Panic Buying. All residents were forbidden to leave their apartment buildings during the lockdown. My son and daughter-in-law couldn't go to work and my granddaughter couldn't go to school. The vegetables we had in the refrigerator helped us survive the first few days. Then my son joined a chat group where you could buy vegetables online. Variety and quantity were limited, but we didn't go hungry. The problem was the lack of potatoes because everyone in our family likes them. I thought about potatoes every time I cooked, and I told myself to buy a big bag of potatoes as soon as one became available so I could keep enough potatoes in stock. The gate of our apartment building was opened after it was closed for over a month. People could go out of their apartment buildings and move around inside the subdivision. One afternoon, I heard that someone was selling vegetables on the ground floor of the apartment building to the west of us. I hurried there and saw several people buying produce through a window. I bought a 5-kilogram bag of potatoes, big and fresh. I was very satisfied and began to wonder if I should call some friends or buy some fresh vegetables for them. I didn't make any phone calls in the end as we were not allowed to go outside of our subdivision. Instead, I bought another 5 kilograms of potatoes in case I needed it. My son wanted some other things, so I went back to the produce seller again. A long line of people formed from the window. I saw many people were disappointed that potatoes were sold out. I felt uncomfortable when a woman sighed that she only wanted some potatoes, but she was too late. Afterward, I looked within at why I felt uncomfortable. First, I found greed. Supply was limited during the lockdowns, but I purchased 2 bags of potatoes. It was a fair trade according to everyday people's principles, but it wasn't what a DAFA practitioner should do. The problem was the intention to buy more and satisfy my own need before others. Had I bought 1 bag less, another family could have a potato dish on their table. Besides, I couldn't eat that many potatoes for a while, and I would have the opportunity to buy them again later. Second, I found sentimentality. At one time, I wanted to bring some fresh produce to this friend and that acquaintance. On the surface, it seemed that I had other people in my heart, and I thought of others, but it was sentimentality. The hidden, selfish thought was that I would pay back some favors or earn some favors. Part 2, a bag of instant noodle. We had a few packs of instant noodles in the pantry, and they became something precious during the lockdown. Sometimes I was hungry at noon and thought of eating 1 bag, but I always suppressed the desire and kept the noodles for my children. One day, a young man in our building put a message in the chat group begging for a bag of instant noodles along with a drooling emoji. My son immediately granted his wish, put a bag of noodles in the elevator, and pushed the button to the young man's floor. My heart felt a sting at that moment. Had he begged me for a bag of noodles, I would have given it to him, but reluctantly, because I had to battle my heart first. I saw selfishness in me again. There is no trivial matter in cultivation practice. These seemingly trivial things in life exposed sentimentality, selfishness, and greed, which reflected the problem in my cultivation. Since these corrupt attachments were exposed, besides feeling disappointed in myself and admitting my mistakes to Master Li, DAFA's founder, it was time to get rid of them.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.